Alec Wilkinson's book, Moonshine, is the true story of a colorful liquor control agent named Garland Bunting, who tracks down bootleggers and still operators in North Carolina.
Of all the crimes that ever has been, selling whiskey is the greatest sin.
Alec Wilkinson made half a dozen trips to North Carolina in order to profile Bunting, who has dressed like a woman, driven cabs, peddled fish, and worked as a carnival barker to entrap the moonshiners. North Carolina's eccentric liquor laws have made it all but impossible to buy booze and have encouraged the illegal distilling of goods that are often tainted. Here's Wilkinson.
A person who knows or has heard of moonshine generally hears of it spoken of in a kind of respectful way, as if there were craftsmen out there in the woods coming up with a certain powerful concoction that was superior to anything that he could buy. And I was amazed to hear really what a filthy product it is.
Moonshine is Wilkinson's second book. The first was called Midnights, about his 1 year as a cop in Wellfleet, Massachusetts.
In Wellfleet, where I was a policeman, liquor was really part of the fabric of wintertime life. If one stood in front of the liquor store for a period of the day, one would see many, many people of the town coming in to make their purchase.
A music major at Bennington, Alec Wilkinson has abandoned his original dream of being a rock musician and is now a staff writer for The New Yorker, where an assignment led to his lively book, Moonshine, A Life in Pursuit of White Liquor, published by Knopf.
For I have 10 gallons of good whiskey, must be sold by the light of the moon.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.